بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Arabic for All. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of the Hadith, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Tabi'een and various people. Inshallah, we always remind ourselves to make the intention, جددوا نواياكم فإنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لكل امرئ ما نوى. Your أعمال is indeed measured according to your intentions. So always make good intentions, inshallah. You are learning so that you can understand the Quran, understand the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, develop your khushu' in salamu. So all this, inshallah, are good intentions that we can make so that we can learn and benefit and take reward, inshallah, by listening to this program. Alright, today is a general revision. Every second week is a general revision in which we take, in which we just revise on whatever we have learned from lessons, from sentences, expressions, important things we are learning in the Arabic language. So we will be, inshallah, studying and benefiting more and more. So our students are invited to call in from the beginning of the program right until the end of the program. We will be revising on whatever we have studied, inshallah. Also, we recommend in every program that we have that notebook where we write down whatever we said, whatever we, whatever vocabs we have done. And we can make sections in the notebook so that we know exactly, we organize the notebook, some part for the sentences, some part for the expressions, some part for the grammatic basis which we are studying, and another section also for the verbs. Very important to know all these things and try, inshallah, to memorize it in the same sequence. Alright, we're waiting for your call. 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. I got a message. It says that we didn't take the previous program. We're supposed to take the previous program. Yes, I think I forgot that. We're supposed to have the previous program on last Monday, where we will be, where we should have taken a lesson on the previous Monday. All right, let's see. We can take some part of that lesson, inshallah, in today's program. But maybe in the same time, we will be taking your calls on the number 011-854-1548, also revising in the same program, inshallah. All right, let's take the first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
175. Kam darajatu ladayki?
I'm not sure.
You forgot. It's 193 points.
193?
Yes, 193. You're very near from student number 50. She's 209. She's standing with that mark. So you can reach her, inshallah.
Inshallah.
All right. First question for you, the Quran question. You ready?
Ji.
Inshallah. Okay, inshallah.
Inshallah.
In the previous lesson we studied, ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء. What is the meaning of يشقق?
It splits asunder.
Wonderful. And يخرج منه الماء.
يخرج means and then it comes out of it.
Yes, water. The water will come out of it. Come out. Ikhruj means to come out.
Okay.
And what is the singular of hijara and the meaning of it? The singular first, hijara. Singular is?
Hajar.
Hajar. And the meaning of hajar is?
Stone.
Stone. Or? Another meaning for it. There's another meaning for stone. Brick.
Brick
also. For hajar. Hajar, brick or stone. Alright, considered correct. You get the 1 point, the 2 points for this question.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next question, and that's general words and conversations. Are you sure? What is the meaning of that in Arabic, that expression? Are you sure?
Hal anta jad?
That is, are you serious? Hal anta jad, are you serious? Wonderful that you memorizing that as well.
Okay.
But it means, are you serious? Hal anta jad. But it's, Are you sure? That's what I'm asking for. Are you sure? It's hal anta also, but the word sure you need to know. Very important word. Are you sure?
It just goes from your mind, Sheikh.
Starts with the meme. Meme and ta. That's the only help I can give you.
هل متأكد؟
متأكد, yes. هل أنت متأكد? I hope you write it down so you don't forget it. متأكد means sure. هل أنت متأكد? Are you sure? What about be careful?
كن حذر.
Excellent. Be careful is كن حذر. You get the 2 points for this one as well. MashaAllah. You go with 4 points. Still one question, the grammar question. Let's see now. In the grammar question, arrange and make a sentence. Arrange and make a sentence. الإنجليزية تعرف هل الإنجليزية تعرف هل. Make a sentence from this, these three words.
هل تعرف الإنجليزية.
Excellent. And the meaning is?
Can you speak English?
Excellent. Wonderful. You get the 1 point. So 5 points altogether for you, student number 175. So now it's 198. Right. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum. عليكم السلام. Let's take the next call. السلام عليكم.
السلام عليكم.
عليكم السلام. من أنت؟
50.
ما شاء الله. Student, this is the student with the highest points. 209 points. Alright. Student 50. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم and related to the verses from سورة البقرة. We studied these verses. وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله. What does it mean of يهبط? يهبط من خشية الله.
أخي. يهبط. Just going to. Yahbitu is fall down or something?
Yes, to fall down. Yahbit means to fall down or to come down.
Yeah.
Some of the rocks and stones fall down out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضَ وَلَا تَسْقِ الْحَرْثَ. What is the meaning of the word تَسْقِي? تَسْقِ الْحَرْثَ. تَسْقِي. يَسْقِي. Very important word, this word. يسقي, تسقي. يسقي الزرع, يسقي الحرث, يسقي الناس, يسقيني, سقي الماء. The verb تسقي or يسقي, هو يسقي. اسقيني من فضلك, اسقي الزرع من فضلك. And there was a job in the past also called saqqa, as-saqqa, which taking from that verb yasqi, meaning the one who gives water to people. As-saqqa is the one who gives water to people, while yasqi means to give water or to irrigate. That's yasqi in Arabic. So if you're asking somebody for a cup of water, say isqini, give me water please. Yasqi means to give water or to water, to water the field, to water the plants, etc. All right, the next one. مسلمة لا شية فيها. قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها. What is the meaning of ذبحوها?
Submitted to slaughter.
They slaughtered it. فذبحوها. They slaughtered it. Okay. يذبح only means to slaughter. Okay. وما كادوا يفعلون. وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها. What is the meaning of فادارأتم?
I think they disputed.
Yes, they disputed amongst themselves about it, concerning it. All right, you get 1 point for this question. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is the general words. You ready?
No, I'm never ready.
What is the meaning of thuban?
Thuban is snake, I think.
Yes, and wolf?
Wolf is zib.
Yes, and the empathy?
Embassy is... Oh, I know that word. Embassy...
So if you got lost in Arabia, you'll ask them... The first thing you're going to ask them for the embassy.
Yeah, I just...
Allah protect you from getting lost there, but anyway...
Inshallah.
Embassy is... starts with a scene.
Sifara.
Yes, Sifara, embassy. And the ambassador? The job, the ambassador.
Yeah, ambassador.
Taking from that.
Safira,
yes. Safir for a boy, Safira for a female. Excellent. Some people keep it as a female name, say Safira. Safira, yes, means, yes, ambassador for a female, while Safir for a male. Alright, next one. What is the meaning of the verb yaghdab? Yaghdab. La taghdab. Qala awsini ya Rasulallah. Qala la taghdab.
To get angry.
To get angry. Don't get angry. La taghdab. La taghdab. Don't get angry. Alright. And the verb yahzan. La tahzan.
Oh, I think that is...
Huzn.
Yeah. Yahzan is to sad.
To be sad. Yahzan, to be sad. One last word for you. What is the meaning of laban?
Laban is milk?
Yes, laban is milk. 2 points for this question. MashaAllah. Now, the next question for you is also arrange and make a sentence. Grammar. العنوان هذا إلى أذهب أن أريد العنوان هذا إلى أذهب أن أريد. So it's a bit of six words. start correct and you'll get the rest of it.
Uridu,
that's a good start, a perfect starting. Uridu will take after that. There is
an.
Uridu an. Excellent.
Adhab.
Yes, adhab. Uridu an adhab. I want to go.
Ila
hadha al-unwan. That's correct. MashaAllah. I'm very happy and satisfied with this level. MashaAllah. Beautiful. And you get 1 point for this question as well. So altogether is 4 points for you. Student number 50. It's 2013 points.
213.
Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Right, let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Man anti?
260.
هل تتذكري كم درجة لديك؟
103.
هذا صحيح. 103. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم وأيضا بسورة البقرة. حيث نسألك ما معنى قال ادعو لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها. What is the meaning of that, these two words, ما لونها?
What is its color?
إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين. What is the meaning of صفراء?
Yellow,
that's correct.
Yeah.
And الناظرين. Sorry?
The one who are looking on it.
That's correct. One more question is for you. Okay. ثم توليتم. What is the meaning of ثم?
ثم is then.
Then, that's correct. ثم is then. Okay. Now the next question for you is the words, the general words, different general words we're giving.
I didn't get the one about the security.
You studied the one about the kitchen with us. Okay, let's take the kitchen one. What is the meaning of malaiq?
Malaiq is spoons.
Spoons, sakakin.
Knives.
Knives, correct. And how about the word to cook in Arabic?
To cook. To cook is...
I want to cook. Uridu an?
Uridu an tatbukhu.
Atbukhu. أريد أن أطبخ. If I'm talking about myself, أريد أن أطبخ. But it's excellent. أطبخ means to cook. أو تطبخ يطبخ. Okay. And what about the kitchen itself? What is the meaning of the kitchen itself?
مطبخ.
مطبخ. Yes. Taken from the same root word. يطبخ طبخ يطبخ مطبخ. And do you know the job? The one who is cooking, the cook himself. What do we call him? Do you know that?
It's taken from the same one. Like, I know you already got the 2 points, so you don't have to worry about not answering correct. But just try. Just try. The one whose job is... if yatbukh means to cook, then we want now an adjective. The cook himself is called what?
Matbakhi.
No. Near from that, but not that one. No. Start with a ta. Start with a ta.
Tabakhta.
Tab. Tab.
Tatbukhi.
No, it starts with a ta, not T. Ta. 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 Tab. Tabba.
Tatbakh.
Tabakh.
Tatbakh.
Not tatbakh, no, tabakh.
Tatbakh.
No, not tatbakh. Ta. Start with a ta. Tabakh.
Tatbakh.
Not ta. Ta.
طبخ
ط ان ب ط ان ب
طبخ
يا ط ب الف خاء write it down ط ب الف خاء you write it did you write it
okay.
Yeah now sit try to pronounce it
طبخ
yes طبخ طبخ means a cook I hope everyone of the students wrote down this one طبخ means a cook you get the 2 points here now let's take the last one and that is the arrange and make a sentence. It's grammar as well, okay?
Okay.
اليوم تطبخ أن تريد ماذا؟ اليوم تطبخ أن تريد ماذا؟
ماذا؟
Good starting.
ماذا تريد؟
Good.
ماذا تريد أن تطبخ اليوم؟
Excellent. ماذا تريد أن تطبخ اليوم؟ What do you want to cook today? All right, that's correct. You get the 1 point here, 5 points altogether, so it's now 108 points, mashallah. Jazakallah khairan for that. Alright, assalamu alaikum. Sorry, she got cut off. She can call again and ask me, inshallah.
Eating in the airport.
Sorry, say again, sister?
Is it possible to repeat the dialogues for waiting in the airport?
The lesson for the waiting in the airport?
Yes.
Yes, we'll do that. We will do that, inshallah.
Shukran.
Alright, sister. Alaykum as-salamu alaykum. Next call. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Man anti?
216.
216. Hal tadhkurin kam daraja ladayki? Kam daraja?
Laysat ana kitabi.
Laysa ma'ak al-kitab. Laysa ma'ak al-kitab. Hasana. Ladayki 143 daraja. Hasana. As-su'alu al-awwal khass bil-Qur'an al-Karim. فلولا فضل الله عليكم. What is the meaning of فضل الله? فضل الله.
The favors of Allah.
The favors of Allah or the grace of Allah. لكنتم من الخاسرين. What is the singular of خاسرين and the meaning of it?
خاسر and losers.
Excellent. خاسر. خاسر means loser and خاسرين means losers. ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت. اعتدوا. What is the meaning of اعتدوا? اعتدي.
Just repeat again.
وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمُ الَّذِينَ اعْتَدَوْا مِنْكُمْ فِي السَّبْتِ اعْتَدَوْا يَعْتَدِي مُعْتَدِي لَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ
They were changed. No.
No. يَعْتَدِي means to turn...
To transgress.
Yes, that's it. To transgress. Ya'tadi means to transgress. Okay. Now the next question. Still here. Sorry. In this one last word for you here. Qirada, the singular and the meaning.
Qirada is monkeys.
Yes. Singular of it.
Qirad.
Qird.
Qirad.
Qird.
Qird.
Yes. The singular is qird. Qird is singular of qirada. All right.
Monkey.
Yes, one monkey is called qird in Arabic. Now, the next question is the words.
Naam.
Do you want words about the kitchen as well? Or about different...
Anything. I don't know. I don't have my kitab with me. I'm in Durban now.
Oh, you're doing Durban, mashallah. And you're following up with us by satellite or are you following up?
My husband had operation.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Right, I'll ask you in the family, since you spoke about the family, I'll ask you about the family. What is the meaning of the word husband?
Saud.
And what is the meaning of the word uncle?
Uncle. Uncle is and
yes. Am. Am is uncle and maternal uncle is khal. And what about daughter?
Bint.
And what about sister?
Ucht.
Yes, ucht is sister. And what about brother?
Brother. Achi.
Brother is ach, ach.
No,
just
no, wait.
Yeah, you said it correct. But not achi. Achi is my brother, but it's ach, just ach.
Acht.
Ach, not acht, ach.
Ach. Okay,
yes,
okay.
Ach is brother. Yeah. What is the meaning of excuse me? This is the third question for you. Excuse me.
Asif
is sorry. Asif is sorry. Excuse me, I didn't understand. Excuse me. Ma. Start like that. Mim and Ain.
No, it's not coming.
Not coming this one. Ma'adhira.
No.
Ma'adhira.
Ma'adhira.
Yes, ma'adhira means excuse me. What is the meaning of good idea?
Sorry?
Good idea.
Good idea.
Very important words, this one. Very good expressions. Fikratun. Fikratun jayida. Good idea is
fikratun jayida.
Yes, yeah. Fikratun jayida is good idea. All right, you missed this question. Now, the last question for you, the grammar question.
Okay.
You ready? What is the masculine of Jamila?
Jamil.
The masculine of Hamra.
Ahmar.
Excellent. You get 1 point here. So altogether is 3 points for you, student number 216. 16. Now it is 146. Jazakallah khairan for calling.
Shukran.
All right. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. With that, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Subhanakallahu bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.